Parksy.com.
So you were happy with how things went with Isaac Promotions and the feedback from the media and fans. So how did you exactly get into music?
Well, it's a bit of a long-winded story, but I'll just break it down into bullet points. So I was always really into music, especially when I was younger. I always wrote songs and things like that. And the normal thing happens when your parents are kind of like, you know, Hannah, don't pursue music. Do something that you can get a job in. And so I kind of moved away from music and went into art and design, which is still creative and fun. But then when I finished my degree, I realized that something was missing. So it wasn't really until I was, maybe 18 that I kind of started to take music really seriously and focused on that full time. Which is when I started going to lots of live gigs, and then through that scene, you kind of meet lots.
Yeah, I understand completely. So you. So why move from New Zealand to go to England?
Well, I've put my OE off for years. I wanted to go to London when I was about 20, 21. But then because of all the musical connections I was making, I stayed longer. So finally I've got to kind of travel the world. I just really wanted to see the world and experience some new things. I think sometimes you can get stuck in your own little bubble, and it's good to test yourself and put yourself into, you know, like different situations. And, you know, it'll give me some more material to write about. I'm definitely finding that. So it's all good.
That's good. So are you gonna start playing gigs here, or start networking and play more shows and start recording new material while you're in London, or?
Yes, I am. I've been writing a lot of new material, quite different, quite folky. Which is really nice. I mean, I love sort of thoughtful, poetic folk. And I've just met up with a writer over here called Peter Waterman, and London's so big, you kind of, it's weird how you meet people, but we're going to start a music collaboration next week. So hopefully we'll have a single out in another month. So that'll be really cool.
Cool. So how's the recording process go for the debut album?
Well, it was really cool because Phil's a really good friend of mine. So it's, when you're working with a friend, it's quite easy, you know. Like, you can just be on your lunch break and have a thought of a song and call up your friend who lives just up the road and be like, hey, I've got this idea, I'll pop over. And then you can just sort of jam something out in 10 minutes if it's, you know, if it's fresh. So basically with Phil and I, I'd have a thought or he'd have a thought. We'd have scheduled days, usually in the weekend, where we'd always catch up and just to see if any magic happened. But yeah, we wrote so many songs. I mean, we probably had about 40 song ideas, and then we cut that down to 14 for the album. So, you know, obviously not every song is good. You can't expect that, but yeah, it's sort of just a process.
So how did you pick songs to go on the album? What was that? How did you decide which songs were suitable enough to be on the album?
If they zoned out, and I'd also ask my friends and family which ones they liked, and there were obvious choices. That obviously the singles were going to go on the album, and then I had a couple of favourites. Phil had a couple of favourites. So, yeah, I mean, in retrospect, I probably put too many on the album. I would probably take a couple off now, but oh well.
So what inspired the artwork for the album? What was the inspiration by taking the photos, like the way you did and stuff?
Well, I I kind of liked the idea of I like the idea of the world being, I mean, the album was definitely kind of explored every aspect of life. So I liked the metaphor of concrete being something man-made and harsh and gray and cold to a rose, which is, beautiful, soft, smells nice, kind of in nature. And so I thought that the best way to sort of represent that was through the concrete jungle. And yeah, so it's just beautiful landscape. And yeah, I just thought it was a good metaphor for all the feelings that were explored through the album.
Cool. So how does social networking help you as an artist?
Well, I'm only kind of just getting my head around it. I still don't even understand Twitter. I mean, this whole Twitter thing really doesn't, I don't get, but I love Facebook and I probably should share my thoughts more. But I guess I'm quite a private person, so putting my thoughts up in a social platform, I struggle with a little. But it definitely helps, and that's when you get, amazing comments, where people just type on your wall saying, wow, I loved that, and you get feedback. So it's a really valuable tool, and it's really important, and I need to start using it more.
So what does it mean to you connecting with your fans?
Well, that's the most rewarding part. I mean, what's the point if you can't, what's the point of writing music if no one hears it? It's nice to get feedback and it's nice to share with people. And I mean, I love listening to music. I mean, I'm the biggest fan of, my musical influences. So it's nice to sort of know that your music is maybe cutting through to others how music cuts through to me.
So what inspires you when writing music? What does inspiration for music come from?
Usually with me, it's either personal experience or something that's happening close to me. Like if it's a friend that's going through something, I'll be inspired by that. Yeah, I mean, I mean, I'm quite an emotional person, so I feel things quite deeply, but it is usually brought on by experiences of my own or the people I love around me.
Cool. So what do you think of the New Zealand scene at the moment and how it's going and how things like the hit disc are amazing tool of getting music out to New Zealand audiences?
Yeah, the hit discs are really great. The thing I like about the hit discs is that they put a huge, they try to get as many self-promoted artists on them as they can, which is really good because the funding scheme in New Zealand is still really used for artists that are already established. So the Kiwi Hit Disc is really great because it gets your song out to all the radio stations, which means your music can get played. I think it's a really good scheme.
So you haven't you so you so as we look at using other services like Play for ME and Play Direct getting your music out there to radio, it's another way of getting your music out there to new audiences.
Sorry, can you say that again?
Okay, I'll say it again. We use other such radio plugin tools as Play for ME and Airplay Direct as a way of getting your music out to new radio stations that have not heard your music before.
Oh, I haven't even heard of those. Sorry.
That's all right. So what's next for yourself as an artist? What have you got planned for 2013?
Well, definitely now it's writing more music. I'm thinking, because I'm going in a completely different direction, I'm thinking about just releasing a handful of songs in an EP format that just tells a really nice story, rather than going for the whole, big album thing. Doing a few gigs around Europe would be nice. I'm definitely traveling and being inspired by, I'm like a sensory overload. It's amazing seeing so many new things and experiencing things. So that's sort of my mission at the moment is experience, life experience, so that I can be inspired to write.
I like that a lot. So,
Yeah.
what's your opinion on streaming services such as Spotify and Deezer?
I I mean, I can understand that they're really good for getting music out there, and so people, I mean, it's so readily available, which is good, which is really great. I still really value, I mean, I still go out and buy actual CDs, physical CDs, so I'm sort of, I mean, I've kind of rejected the idea of digital for a long time, so I'm kind of slowly coming around, but I still like to purchase particular songs I like or albums I like on either iTunes, or I actually order the physical copy on Amazon. So I don't even have Spotify.
Cool. So what are you listening to at the moment that's really inspired you?
What am I listening to at the moment?
Yep.
I'm listening to the Civil Wars a lot at the moment. Sadly, they've broken up, which is really upsetting. But
really? I did not know that.
Yeah, so upsetting. I thought they were just, they seem to have had, you know, something really special going on. But obviously, there's always problems going on beneath the sheets. So, but no, I'm listening to them a lot. I'm listening to, I've kind of gone back to a little bit of English rock, I guess, from being in London. I'm kind of listening to a bit of the Fratellis a bit, which is good.
You should check out a band called Alpha Rev. They're from America. They're kind of like the Civil Wars in a way, but they've got really good songs and great songwriting. So,
okay, cool. I will.
So if you could have anyone in a video clip, who would it be?
Ooh, I like that question. No one's ever asked me that before. you know, I would really like... get a look, and she's quite indie. Do you know who I'm talking about?
Who was that again? Sorry?
Her name's Zoe Deschanel.
I know who you're talking about.
I like her. I think you could write, you know, just because I'm visualizing the songs that I'm writing at the moment, which are quite indie and folky, and I can just imagine her at one of the, you know, we've got a market, I don't know if you've been to London, but there's a market called Borough Markets, and it's just a whole lot of stores, and there's lots of food and vintage stuff, and I can just imagine a music video of her being quite a quirky little character on her little bike, push bike, and goes down to the, you know, just being crazy and... Yeah.
She did a really great movie years ago to Joseph Gordon-Levitt called Manic. You can find it, watch it. They were both really doing it together, so.
Called Manic?
Manic. I don't think.
Okay, I will actually get. I'm going to have a movie day today because I need a day off. So I'll go grab that.
What movies would you be watching if you're going to the video shop if there are any left in England? What would you pick out?
I, depending on what mood I'm in, but today I'm probably going, I'll probably get a movie called Lords of Dogtown, which is about skating.
I know the one.
I think I'm in the mood for that today.
Cool.
But yesterday I probably would have said The Notebook, which is so lame, but...
we got nothing wrong with liking a movie like that. So would you, do you have any plans to go back to New Zealand, play some more shows, or are you going to stick in London for the long haul for now?
For now, I'm going to stick here. I really miss my family and my friends. And, you know, it's been a really long winter here, and I've been so envious of the summer back home. So I'll probably plan to head back home for Christmas this year and check out New Zealand summer, say hello to my friends and family. But I'm, you know, I mean, I want to base myself in London for a while and give it a real go. So,
that's,
yeah, I can't see myself moving home anytime soon.
That's good. So what's next for yourself?
Next will just be, yeah, just travelling and writing and experiencing the world. I'm going to France in May, then I'm going to Greece in July. And I think next will be Italy and Morocco. I want to do the desert, the Sahara Desert. So, yeah, just travelling and I'm sure it'll inspire some sort of music.
Cool. I've got one more question for you. If say a musician asks you, I should for advice about getting into the music industry, what would you say to them?
I would say put up, I would say gig as much as possible. Just cute little live intimate gigs, I think are the best. That's what I loved the most. You get people coming up to you afterwards and asking, you know, little questions. If you've got a little business card, that's always really handy with your website on it. And I think getting out there as much as you can, and, you know, meeting people and getting response from your music is the way to go.
Cool. I appreciate your time, and sorry about the stuff up beforehand. It's my connection at the moment, so I apologize, and I really enjoyed your album, and I look forward to seeing more from you in the future, and let's keep in touch.
Great. Thank you so much, Chris. I really, really appreciate the interview. I'm glad you like the album.
Yes. As a Kiwi, I'm always supporting Kiwi music, so whenever I go, I'm always going to Real Groovy and buy New Zealand CDs, so... Parksy.com.